Nolte, passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg permanently resets 2020 election. By John Nolte on September 19, 2020. The passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg means the presidential election Joe Biden and his corrupt media allies hoped to run is no more. Now, before I go any further, let me confess up front that I take no pleasure in jumping right to the political like this just hours after someone's passing. But, you see, I don't make the rules. The corrupt media and the left make the rules. If I made the rules, I wouldn't be doing this because this wouldn't be necessary. Unfortunately, the last thing the media and left want is our country to come together. Even if it's only for a day, to mourn anything. The passing of a legal giant, a school shooting, even a train crash. To keep us divided, we're always bum-rushed by these fiends right into the political. I'd love a 48-hour waiting period on deaths and tragedies. We used to be a 48-hour country. That's something else the left has taken away from us. So, win or lose in November, President Trump will be president plenty long enough to replace Ginsburg. Win or lose the Senate in November, Republicans will hold the Senate plenty long enough to replace Ginsburg. Both Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, have made clear they intend to do exactly that, which is the exact right thing to do. President Trump's nominee will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. McConnell wrote in a statement Friday night, not long after news of Ginsburg's death hit the wires. Whether or not McConnell will be able to cobble the votes together is another issue. He needs 50 yes votes plus Vice President Pence for confirmation. Republican Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski have made statements against replacing a Supreme Court justice this close to an election. Doesn't mean they're going to stick to that. A chance to shift the court to a 6-3 conservative majority might be too good to pass up. Let's hope so. And if Collins loses her re-election bid in November, as a lame duck senator, why not vote yes? Another potential problem is the special Senate election in Arizona. Democrat Mark Kelly leads in all the polls. If he beats Martha McSally, he could be sworn in on November 30th, not next year like everyone else. TikTok. TikTok. I'm not sure what to chew on. Fingernails are down to the white meat. There's a bit of justice in all this. Reason Trump has a pretty good chance of replacing Ginsburg is because the Republicans expanded their majority in 2018. Reason Republicans expanded their majority in 2018 was because of the abysmal and obscene behavior of Democrats and the media during the Kavanaugh confirmation. Funny how that works. Regardless of the outcome, what we have on our hands right now is a total 2020 game changer and one that is almost certainly going to benefit Trump. This isn't me celebrating the death of a fellow human being. There was a lot to admire about Justice Ginsburg. But this is what it is, and what it is a legitimate and breathtaking last-minute game changer. The national media and Biden had planned to make 2020 a referendum on Trump's handling of the coronavirus epidemic. Come hell or high water, they were not going to allow the subject to be changed from that. And it was a good plan. Kept Biden on offense, kept Trump on defense, and that's how you win presidential elections in this country. Well, the unfortunate passing of Ginsburg throws all that right over the side. Whether, in the end, McConnell can or cannot cobble the votes together doesn't matter. The news cycle is about to be swamped by this confirmation battle, which puts Trump on offense and Biden on defense. All Biden's going to be able to do is heckle helplessly from the cheap seats while everyone reminds him of all the things he has said in the past about it being okay to confirm Supreme Court justices during an election year, including when he himself was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Secondly, Biden is refusing to release a list of his own potential Supreme Court picks, a position that's going to look weak now that there's a vacancy to fill. How can the American people choose between two visions if Biden hides his draft picks? Finally, there's the coming left-wing violence and left-wing ugliness. After nearly 4 months of non-stop left-wing riots at the hands of the domestic terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, Democrats and their media allies were finally able to grab hold of the tiger they unleashed, but only by the tail. The riots are about to return big time, and so is the off-putting ugliness we saw during the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And this is almost certainly what worries Democrats and the national media most. The horrors America witnessed from the left during the Kavanaugh confirmation almost certainly helped the GOP expand its Senate majority during the 2018 midterms. Turnout exploded to 50-year highs, and Republicans benefited from that turnout. The GOP might have lost the House of Representatives, but they won the equivalent of the Electoral College. They won the states they needed to win, including gubernatorial races in Georgia and Florida that everyone expected to go the other way. I'm not making any predictions as to Trump's re-election, and I'm certainly not dancing on Ruth Bader Ginsburg's grave. I didn't agree with her, but she had my respect. All I'm saying is that the 2020 landscape has been permanently altered. This is a total reset of everything, and the glide path the corrupt media thought they placed Biden on just went up in smoke. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.